This is CPR News. I'm May Ortega. Governor Jared Polis used part of today's State of the State address to discuss cutting taxes and fees as Colorado's economy approaches year three of the pandemic.
My new version of Paul Simon's lyrics goes a little something like this. Just cut the tax, Max. You lower the rate, Nate. You don't need to pay more, Thor. Just send your kids for free to preschool and kindergarten.
In case you couldn't tell, that was the governor's take on an old Paul Simon song. Both Republicans and Democrats say they will prioritize cost of living and community safety during this year's legislative session. Most of the open land affected by destructive December grass fires is owned by the city and the county of Boulder and leased to farmers and ranchers. Zach DeShenno is the administrator of the USDA's Farm Service Agency. In a meeting with ag producers, he said buffer zones might help keep similar fires from spreading as quickly in areas with multiple land uses.
It's not beyond the realm of possibility that one of our conservation partners out there, our cooperators, is already thinking about that and has some ideas where we can leverage some federal resources alongside theirs to help develop that.
Buffer zones are free of dead vegetation and have spaced out low-growing and low-flammability plants. Multiple state agencies have launched an audit of Mind Springs, a mental health provider serving much of the Western Slope. The company works with 10 counties and runs the only psychiatric hospital in Western Colorado. An investigation by the Colorado News Collaborative found that the organization was not properly accounting for hundreds of millions of dollars in public funding. This is CPR News.